You are already in a state of coherence, as you just experienced the meditation with Monica. So keep staying in that space, in everywhere you want to be. If you want to close your eyes, if you want to keep them open, all is well. Take a deep breath, a deep nourishing breath, sinking deeper into our hearts, feeling the movement of the ship, moving upon the waters of the Nile. We are on the second day of the tour on the Upper Nile in the land of Nubia. We just completed a visit of three ancient sites dedicated to gods and goddesses. Breathe. Allow your soul to feel this time, this presence. Our body, over 70% made of water, is now literally flowing above water. The large and long river of the Nile. Would you think that unconsciously you are actually part of it right now? Can you allow yourself to merge more with the consciousness of the Nile? Open deeper to it. It is right here, opening to you. It is a two-way communication. One consciousness merging with another. The breath is the connection. Through the feeling, through the emotion that runs through you, that flows through you, see yourself as part of this grand and ancient river that has been here long, long before any culture lived here. How old is you? How old is your soul? Could it be that it watched this river forming when the earth was young? Could it be that your soul was planning to be here in ancient times and even now? If everything exists in the now, could we accept that? Breathe. Go deeper. Expand your heart. Expand that feeling as it expands your consciousness, your immenseness, your divinity, the beauty of you. Just like the river. The saying, may we always drink from the Nile, a metaphor for wisdom, calling you to always drink from your own wisdom, your soul, your eternal soul. May you feel that wisdom within you even more. As we sail through these days, breathe. And let us hear more from the guidance, love, compassion, and wisdom of Kriyan.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kriyan of Magnetic Service. For those who just found this channeling, we are in Egypt. We are in the south. Nubian land is often what they call it, on a lake made by the Aswan Dam. I'd like to take a moment to speak to you about energy. Now, you're listening to a channeler, and there are more than 100 on this cruise at the moment, and most of them have come knowing very well that there would be metaphysical messages. And it becomes then part of a belief system of different kinds of energy. So there is no surprise that I might speak of such things. But what I'm going to do is to split the kinds of energy I'm going to speak of into two sections. Now, there are many kinds of energies on the planet. But to a metaphysical person, there would be mostly two kinds. And so this is what I want to speak of now. And the reason is because energy of light and dark on this planet, the duality itself, is starting to shift. Against all odds on this planet that has been the same for thousands of years, the dark and light quotient, that is the balance of literally the energy of dark and light in duality, is starting to move. I have said this so many times, but for those who have not heard it before, it is in your news. It is responsible for a consciousness that starts cleaning up things that have always been the same in your culture for hundreds of years, and suddenly they shift. This was the prediction of the ancients when they spoke of the calendar that reflected the shift of the wobble of the earth called the precession of the equinoxes. And so many of them drew a demarcation point of energy that said that past this shift, if you would make it, consciousness would have an opportunity to be higher. And that is what is happening here. And so it is appropriate, maybe even what they call germane, to speak of two kinds of energies, because one of them is going to start appearing more often. Here are the two kinds, linear and nonlinear. You don't have to write that down. Linear energy, or what is conceived of common energy, is that which is studied and used on this planet and has been. Whether it's heat or derivative of heat, or whether it's push and pull, whether it's even magnetics, which is not linear, it's still seen as common and is used today. This is what you are taught in school. This is what you use to propel this vessel. This is what you use in your automobile. This is what you use with batteries and electricity and on and on. Anything that is common and known. And most of the energy that you use conforms to something called the law of the inverse squared. Now, that is simply a formula that is linear, that says that whatever the source of energy seems to drop off with distance. And whether it's transmission through the air or the water, Part of that is the density, all of these things. That's linear, dear ones. And then it gets a little strange. Metaphysical people, for hundreds of years, before the name metaphysical meant anything at all, were dealing with energies that were not linear. Anyone who knows about healing energy that works, and can be counted on a regular basis knows it's not linear. And how long has that been going on, dear ones? In every single culture on this planet, as far back as you can go, there were mystics. Those were the healers, sometimes the priests, sometimes not. Sometimes the priests were the ones who taught you about God, and the mystics were the shamans living alone in the outside part of the village. But it was always an energy that was mysterious because it was not linear, not understood, and somewhat mysterious. And that, dear ones, is the perception even today. And so if you tell somebody you're into energy, which is metaphysical, which means beyond physics, they look at you a little odd. You're one of those, aren't you? You believe in mysterious things, don't you? And the answer is yes. But dear ones, you're dealing again with a bias. Now let's define the bias, or what it even means. A bias is what you're used to because it works. It's what you use every day, perhaps, or what you've been told about, perhaps, or what you learned in school, perhaps, that then becomes your reality, and that becomes your bias. And when you move from that into something else that may even be shown to you working, you still look at it as suspect, don't you? Because it isn't what you were taught. Even though it may appear to you, looking at you, and is working, you still go, I'm not sure. I would like to show you how profound this is. Multidimensional energy was first looked at and discovered by physicists over a half a century ago. Those physicists became eventually called quantum physicists. But let's not go there. They started to see energies in their experiments that they could not explain. Now let's go back a moment and talk about one of your most profound scientists. And his name is Einstein. And anyone who has studied Einstein say, here is a thinker that goes beyond normal. He would be called a genius in any culture. And he brought us some concepts that were remarkable. The formulas that he used, the ideas of time and speed and relativity, are now proven and famous, and yet they're very linear, dear ones. One of his dreams was to find the formula for everything. And when he looked out into the universe, he said, there has to be some logic, a set of rules that made sense, that shows how absolutely everything will work. And in his mind, he wished to compartmentalize them, as he did with his theories. You do this, you get this. This is what happens when this happens. This is what happens when this happens. But then when the multidimensional experiments began, he was puzzled, he was angry, and there is a series of debates that were published between Einstein and those working in the quantum area. And he debated, and they debated, and he debated, and they debated. And he didn't like what they discovered, because they discovered that there was a part of physics that didn't respond to rules. It's almost like they made their own. One of them was light. Light is definitely a multidimensional energy because it responds to the observer. That is not a rule. That is something that is what Einstein called wishy-washy. He said, God does not play dice. That's a quote. And what he meant by that is you cannot have a universe that is controlled by randomness and chance. But Einstein didn't understand. It's not randomness or chance at all. It's simply another patterning that he didn't see. It wasn't linear. And then came entanglement. Over 50 years old, entanglement, dear ones, is the closest thing to what the Hindus believe. One with everything. Let me explain it very simply. Through a series of experiments that I will not discuss, they found that two parts of atomic structure, when separated, seem to communicate with each other no matter how far they were moved apart. Remember the law of the inverse square? Remember how distance affects transmission? It didn't happen. And so they started then experimenting, and they removed the parts further and further and further, and then perhaps on the other side of the earth. And when they touched one, the other one moved. One with everything. Now in linearity, they said this is a new kind of communication. They were wrong. It wasn't communication at all. You see, those two parts were still together in a multidimensional way. Do you understand? So, of course, when you touch one, the other one moves. They were not separated in a multidimensional way, but in a linear way, they were. Einstein saw the results of that. It made no sense at all to his mind, to his linearity, to his brain. And this is also a quote. He labeled entanglement as spooky action at a distance. This is the beginning, dear ones, of the understanding that there's another kind of energy. This is, dear ones, the energy of the mystic, and it involves consciousness. I want you to take a look at something that has been confirmed over and over and over. When identical twins are on opposite sides of the earth and something happens to one, the other one knows it. That's entanglement. That's consciousness. That's mystical, isn't it? And yet it is being studied as mainstream because they're starting to understand there's more than they thought. There's more than they thought. And that involves energy that they don't even know about yet. And this is where it's going. I'm sitting with a group who believes in these things. Not in the great beyond where there's mystical things, but a physics that you can study that is outside of linearity, that has energy that you can predict. Healers use it. Readers use it. All of those brands and those names that have got you in so much trouble because people don't understand you, you use it. Listen, the healers in Egypt used it. It's not new. It's not new. Some are aware of it and some are not. In your culture, you were trained out of it early. You were told that it was nonsense early. But now things start to change. There is a hidden axiom, another set of rules about metaphysical, multidimensional energy that I have discussed before, and I'll just give it briefly. There are certain emotions of consciousness that create an energy of amplification. I'll say it again. There are certain energies of consciousness that create an amplification. And you'll say, amplification of what? And I will say, yes. You don't know it yet. You haven't measured it yet. But you can start to feel it and see it. Compassion, love, kindness, patience, oneness starts to have a confluence that when put together with different human beings in a room, create an amplification, almost like a node that broadcasts or at least amplifies itself and changes the energy around it. Two or three people together with the same kind of confluence of energy won't just create the amplification of two or three, it becomes more like 100. It's way beyond linear, dear ones. One person thinking a certain thing can actually affect many. You all have a field around you. And when you start to tune that field into these energies, which have been considered mystical before, which again are energies of love and kindness and compassion. If you really do start to see the world differently and understand you're with others, and that's really all that matters, not where you are or the culture or what people are doing, it's about the compassion for each other. And what that does is create an envelope, a bubble, and starts to amplify, and you all feel it. That's new. They're going to start being able to measure that. They're already starting with certain kinds of measurements in Heart Math Institute and others to watch what happens. Teachers of your day are starting to assemble people and create those energies and ask them to feel them, and they're working. And people are leaving differently than they came, and it doesn't have anything to do with a belief system. And that's what I want to tell you. This is new energy on the planet. It is starting to reveal itself. It doesn't matter what you believe. The one God is the one God, but what you should know is that it's a multidimensional God, not a linear one. Ask any priest of old or any leader of the present, who is God? And they will say it is the source of love, all creation, all beauty. What are you told about the Egyptians and what they feel is in the afterlife? Listen closely to your guides. They're all young. They're all beautiful. It's their heaven. It's a place they want to be because they don't age. It's the metaphor that has existed with every single human being, every culture on the planet, because it's intuitive, given to you with your soul, that after you leave here, there's something beautiful. That is, you return to the Creator. And so this multidimensional energy I speak of is an evolution of energy from linear, broaching nonlinear, into that which is multidimensional, and then, the experiments will reveal, even quantumly, that there is a new amplifier, and that amplifier is compassion. Compassionate action creates a field where everybody knows what's going on. You're going to see this if you haven't already. The reactions to those around you. You never have to say a word about what you believe. And yet they look at you as a group and they say, what have you got that's different? You're safe. I feel I want to be with you. I feel loved by you. Yes, they do. That's the amplifier. And there'll be coming a time when that will be more understood, simply because it exists in such a way that it begs to be measured. And it will be. These are the things we teach. And it's a good place to teach it. For the ancients in this land used it regularly, knew about it, and counted on it. Not new. Go from this place with perhaps a different idea, just a seed idea of what might be possible that you never thought was possible before. Indeed, may you always drink from the Nile. And so it is.